Okay, I'd like to begin the next session. Thank you very much for your participation and this morning. The next session will be chaired by Dr. Michael Richardson, formerly of the Foreign Commonwealth Office. Michael was the head of the Polar Unit. Michael previously worked with the British Antarctic Survey as a scientist, and so it's an important transition coming from science into policy. And with no further ado, I introduce you to Dr. Michael Richardson. Before letting Mike begin, I'd like to also present Mike with a medal from the Antarctic Treaty Summit.
Thank you very much, Paul. Only my mother called me Michael. Well, ladies and gentlemen, colleagues, we come this afternoon to another session, this time exploring the development of the Antarctic Treaty System. And in that exploration, we will have this afternoon three presentations that would appear, on the face of it, somewhat disparate in their subject matter, but I suspect, having heard them, we will also appreciate there is considerable integration in their content. And delivering those presentations are three individuals who individually and collectively have decades of expertise in the workings of the Antarctic Treaty System and who are acknowledged experts in their respective fields. Now, just before I introduce the speakers, could I stress that the panel session after the coffee break this afternoon will be participatory. We therefore hope that the three speakers will so galvanize you into action that we will have a sheer plethora of questions to address in the panel session. Now, in your bags, there are some little cards like this. If you want to pose questions in writing, then could you write on these and hand them in to the summit staff who will be at the doors just before coffee break, because we want to go through those questions and try and theme them for the panel. This will not preclude people actually posing questions from the floor in the panel session.